That's excellent. What are some of the other speakers you're planning on having, and you know, what sorts of things are you looking forward to people benefiting from?
Well, Jonathan Rourke is going to be there with us. Jonathan was a part of Resolve all along. John Glass is a name probably not known to many people, but he's a missionary in Geneva and is one of the most compelling evangelist and communicators of God's word I've ever heard, and I want to have an international flavor,
sure,
so that we're not just so America-centric. C.J. Mahaney is coming, who has been a friend of mine for the last decade. I love him. I love his life. I love his integrity. His gifts in conferencing are unique.
You've heard it over and over. Yeah.
He has an ability in that context to really be prophetic in a way that takes God's word and places it right in our heart applicationally, like
Absolutely.
Nobody else I've ever
That's
seen.
Right. That's right.
Mike Fabares from Southern California is going to be with us. Mike is a good, trusted friend, excellent expositor, wrote one of the best books on preaching I have in my library, and he's going to be with us. I know a lot of folks from Compass Bible Church are going to come over with him. And Steve Lawson, who has been a part of Resolve from the beginning as well. I'm not sure if I counted everybody,
Bob,
if that's right.
Bob
Coughlin, thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm glad you said that. Bob Coughlin is usually thought of in the music world, but Bob is coming as a preacher, and the reason is it's personal. I heard a series on parenting by Bob. It was the best thing I ever heard on parenting. It was biblical. It was practical. It was helpful. And I want us to highlight Bob's giftedness as a preacher, not just his giftedness as a musician.
Yeah, Bob, I've sat under Bob's preaching before. He's a great preacher.
Why do you like Bob as a preacher, not just a musician?
His clarity. He's very clear, and he's connected to the Word of God. I mean, he's not just a compelling public speaker. He's compelling because he's connected to God's Word. And I think he does a great job just didactically taking us through the text and helping us connect with God through his Word.
So. Agreed. Mm-hmm.